I'd rather
yeah,
not.
Well, he's pretty honest.
What was that?
I'd rather not.
On the other hand, you felt just the opposite way. Somebody came up and said, well, let's see, you want to take a little ride into town, and you want to do very definitely, say a yes, very strong way to say yes. You'd say, why, what?
I appreciate it.
Sure.
I have to go.
Did your parents have you say just yes or no to them, or did they teach you to talk
say
to
yes
any
or
other
no,
way?
Sir. No, we always said yes and no. My mother was Quaker, and we always said yes and no. Called the older people by their first names. Now that seems pretty, but crude. But I called an older Quaker man. He was a very gentlemanly man. I said, well, I don't like to call you Josiah. That doesn't sound. Oh, yes, it does. That's perfectly all right. So I said, Josiah, Nina, Cornelia.
Well, what the.
You know they're getting back into that too now, more than they used to. The people in general call by first names. It's
we didn't at our house. It was Mr. and Mrs.
Oh, yes. It's Mr. and Mrs. and especially the people, the older people in town.
Well, yeah. Of course, now those customs don't necessarily have any do with any respect that the child has for his parents. They're just customs. I know people. It always had some people that always had the greatest respect for their parents and call them by their first names. Well, I never call mine yes sir, no sir, but I never dare to call my father by his first name.
No.
I just assume jump off a cliff and do something like that.
Yes, sir.
But
no.
They were just as nice people as you'd ever want to meet.
Yes.
Just a matter of custom.
I lived in two different sections. That is, I lived over my grandfather's and went to the Quaker church and school. And then my. Got so I had a way to go to Rockville to go to school. We were about halfway between. So everything was Mr. and Mrs. there. I never thought it would. And when I went to Marshall, why they called her by the, when we, that was of course since we were married a few years ago. And everybody nearly called the people by the first name. And I said, well, who are they? I didn't know them, you know, or by Mr. and Mrs. So every community has its ways. Of course the Quakers have always done that. That is, I mean,
well, we're getting along towards the end now. Just a few more
I think
questions.
We'll be glad.
We'll be through with all this. Well, I suppose you will be too.
Well, I think he's going to get over his television. he turns that off if he comes in.
Well, suppose you meet somebody on the street and you want to inquire about. He's a friend you know very well. And you want to inquire about his health. How would you? What would you do? Well, what would you say?
How is so and so? I think.
I'd just say, well, how are you?
Mm-hmm. And suppose you meet a stranger and you're introduced and you shake hands. What do you say then?
Well, I sometimes say I'm pleased to meet you, whether I am or not.
All right.
I nearly always say I'm glad to know you. I don't know whether that's proper or not, but I got tired of saying I'm pleased to meet you.
Well, if visitors come and you don't want it to be the last time he sees you, you might say, well, hope you'll...
I'm back again.
Mm-hmm. And what do you say on the morning of December 25th?
Well, we used to say Christmas gift when I was a youngster. Father always says Christmas gift, but now it's Merry Christmas. I think sounds better. Did I mix up things by gabbing some?
No, not a bit. I'm just looking to make sure it was picking up that clock there. I thought it was. It always does. I got a machine that I can play clocks backwards on. The clock doesn't sound like a tick when it's backwards at all. It sounds like matches striking on the side of a box.
That's the
craziest thing
clock.
You ever heard. If you like to hear clocks backwards, that's the place to go. Suppose it's New Year's morning, January 1st, though. What did you say then?